Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-993-7569. So, to be quite honest, in response to last Friday's Supreme Court decision, rather than saying yay or nay, I think most people were... Well, I shouldn't say that, because I guess it depends where you are and who you are. As I said, I think from an economic standpoint that not only wedding planners and florists and wedding halls and divorce lawyers are going to be thrilled, but just because economically that And I suppose therapists, because as I said, I think they're especially, I think for both men and women, but specifically men, that women, regardless of their sexual orientation, have probably been thinking about marriage from the time they're little, and men not so much. And so when you get two men who decide to commit to one another, I don't think they have a terrible. I'm not sure that anybody does. Have a real idea of what marriage really means, but and what the responsibilities and the commitments and the abrasions are. But I think that women at least have been thinking about it from a very early age, and men not so much. And I've really been both touched and amused and kept very busy by my male gay friends saying, oh my goodness, what about this? And I just sort of smile sweetly and say, well, that's kind of marriage. So one of the things that we thought we would ask all of you folks is not what you thought about gay marriage or straight marriage or first cousin marriage, but what you thought. I think what we said was, what does marriage mean to you? All right, so Manny, as is always the case, you get to start. Dun, dun, dun. Aren't you thrilled with me? Aren't you so pleased that you're working on this program? Oh, gosh, Joy, she's doing it again.
I guess for me, I've been married before, once before. I guess it's hard for me to really, truly have a specific definition of it, because I feel like if two people love each other and they want to spend the rest of their lives together, I think marriage is a symbol that kind of represents that commitment to each other. Now, obviously, we have situations where, you know, people cheat and people get divorced and that sort of thing. But I think the initial thought of marriage, or what it should be, is two people, kind of officially showing that love and commitment to each other for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. And we've talked a lot about it. We talked a little bit about it on Friday, and it's an ongoing issue in that we know that about 90-some percent of Americans and Canadians marry at some point. And if you've been married once, the odds are heavily in your favor, about 60%, 67, 60, about 65% you'll marry again. So it's certainly a very common institution. And as a psychologist, for me, part of the interesting phenomenon is that why marriage was invented and how it exists right now don't have a huge amount of overlap. And as Mark kind of implied, even though it was somewhat erroneous, that marriage was really invented to be a financial, political institution more than anything else. It was to ensure legacy and also to cement issues between tribes, because you're much less likely to declare war on your grandchildren. There's also a way of taking care of women. Well, the women really were the chattel, that they really didn't have a choice. The notion of romantic marriage is a very modern phenomenon, and many people think misleading. So you figure at the time of Christ, when marriage was more or less invented, it was probably invented a little bit later than that, but it was basically people lived to about 30. Okay, so Jesus at 33 was a pretty old man. That puberty hit, as much as we can tell, by about around 19 50% of women died in childbirth. So every time you got pregnant, you had a 50-50 chance of not surviving. So if you think about that, that women may have been promised, and there's still the issue in some countries of child brides, of women being promised to men, but men really didn't have the ability to pay a bride price, presumably till they were presumably 20-ish or something. They were only going to live probably another decade after that. That the women really weren't going to be able to procreate till even if they were spoken for early, that they probably couldn't procreate very efficiently till later in the marriage, and they had a 50-50 chance of not surviving any particular childbirth experience. So the idea being that marriage, if you were really lucky and really healthy, would last for maybe a decade or so, right? And then there were also, depending on the country, that there are issues where if you were widowed, that you got thrown under funeral pyre, that there were all sorts of really complicated issues that made marriage certainly not very romantic, to say the least. And now if we flash forward 2,000 years, which is not very long in terms of human evolution, you've got people who live well into their late 90s or 100. You've got puberty starting probably 11 or 12. And so you have people who are marrying, let's say, at 18 or 19. Let's make it even 20 to have round figures. So a marriage could go on for like 70 or 80 years. Not not a decade or so, but 7 or 8 decades. That you have women able to control their conception, survive childbirth. So you have something that is completely different than what it was intended to do. And my metaphor is that marriage was really invented to be a station wagon. It was being very efficient and took care of some serious issues, which is political alliances and protection of children and legacy, and women kind of secondarily. And you flash forward, we don't want marriage to be practical. We want to fall in love. You can hear we want someone to compliment us. We want someone to be our life partner. We want someone who loves us. We want to have great sex lives. We want to have choice, both men and women. And so then we've got the statistics that say that 50% of marriages end in divorce, which means 50% don't, and we need to remind ourselves of that most people will choose to marry. But it's the notion of what marriage is, I mean, the idea of an arranged marriage, and I actually have some friends who are from other countries who are in arranged marriages. And some of them work fairly well, but within the arrangement, there's a lot more wiggle room than, for example, for their parents who are in arranged marriages. And the advantage about arranged marriage is the notion is you weren't supposed to fall in love with that person. You were just supposed to understand that society supported you in that, and you found other ways of dealing with your emotions. That love and romance were not really necessarily part of the equation, but support and community standing and respect and status were. So it was really interesting to listen to my father as he got older. As I mentioned before, my parents divorced when they'd been married almost, I think, 40-some years. And the joke in the family was that they were waiting for the children to die. You know, it's a terrible old joke about people waiting, a long time before their parents died. And I think in this particular case, my parents are waiting for the kids to die, which is so. And my father became very cynical about marriage and said, it was old-fashioned. Why would you ever want to do that? But I think, as Manny points out, there is something, and I think marriage works very well and is appropriate when you're talking about children, because it gives, if the two adults are committed to one another legally, then I think you have much more support economically and emotionally for children. If they're not, which is not to say that you can't have people who are very committed to one another who never marry, but you also have people who are married to each other who are not committed to one another. So I think as kind of a general rule, if you're going to have kids, that you want to give the kids some legal protection. And for both parents and the children. So I think when you're young and you want to have children, marriage makes a lot of sense. And when you get really old, because there are medical issues. So not very romantic, but I guess it sort of reverts to the kind of economic factors and the geopolitical factors of marriage. Love to hear from you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All loans subject to one tax score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau-rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking about marriage, which seems completely appropriate for one external reason and one internal reason. The external reason is the Supreme Court's decision of last Friday about same-sex marriage, and we're now also talking, we talked today with Mark, who has been married for 42 years to his first cousin, which is illegal in most states. And one state, as recently, Texas, as recently as 2005, which is sort of shocking, because the basis on which the laws were passed, which is in the mid-1800s, was on a somewhat questionable study that has been repudiated greatly from the Massachusetts governor that said that it caused mental retardation and deafness and all sorts of things, and which has been, as they said, been repudiated. So the idea being that that it is, it probably, he's right. It should probably be one of those things that, and I don't know whether it needs to be Supreme Court or not, but I guess if you're talking about in excess of, I think, 27 states, that maybe it has to be rather than going state by state. So it's going to be an interesting phenomenon, which is one of those kind of things that perhaps you don't think about very much. But the path has certainly been forged, not only with same-sex marriage, but different religions, different races. So the idea that marriage, you know, we really do have a separation of church and state, or allegedly, in this country, with the idea being that if, and religions, I think, are still within their rights to prohibit whatever they want. And if you decide that you want to partake of a religious ceremony, you're going to have to negotiate within the context of that religious structure. And I think that's fair. I really think that religions should have a right to dictate whatever they want. But that's different from the state, that we are a secular country. That's why people came to this country, is to have freedom of religion and freedom of speech. And so I think it's appropriate. Again, I'm not arguing the religious part of it at all. But as a state, should we? I mean, because if you're going to choose a religion, which religion do you choose? And we are becoming a country that has always prided itself on being a mix and pot and having religious freedom and allowing diversity. All right, 855-993-7569. All right. Let's see what other people have said about their definition of marriage.
We'll start with Aurora. She says, two people who love each other, share similar values and beliefs, who are fully committed to sharing their life together and becoming each other's family.
All right, read that again for me.
She says, two people who love each other, share similar values and beliefs, and who are fully committed to sharing a life together and becoming each other's family.
Okay. First of all, there are going to be some age restrictions in a lot of states, the age of consent. So, and that's probably, I don't know, I'm not sure that one's going to change a whole lot. I think that the notion, although it does vary from state to state, in some states you can be 16, in some states 18, in some states the male has to be older than the female. I mean, so that's going to be one of those things that's probably going to be challenged at some point. So the idea of becoming each other's family is, again, the question is, what do you do with the old family? And how do you integrate that? And we're a country that doesn't necessarily believe in extended families. But so you can see that even with that fairly, what's the word I want, moderate description, that there's some issues there. But I'm not arguing with you as much as saying it's a little more complicated than we sometimes give it credit for being. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We're talking marriage today. We're not really talking about it from a political standpoint as much as, one of the things that, I just interrupted my own sentence. That one of the things that I've been able to do in the position that I've had for these many years is kind of watch the changing tides and currents of thinking in the United States, which is partially psychological and partially sociological. I suppose you could also argue anthropological if you really wanted to. And since I have degrees in all of them, we might as well just throw it into the mix. But the changing tide of what's important to people, how they think about it, what rings their chimes, what becomes crucial, what doesn't, And we're really talking about the changing tide of human behavior. All right, let's see what else we got.
Rayanne says her definition is two people in love.
Well, that's short and sing. Well, all right, but let's look at that, all right? That there's certainly people who are in love that don't marry, and there's certainly people who marry who are not in love, as in arranged marriages. Don't disagree per se, but I'm not sure that it is the sole criteria. It's an interesting one, and again, a very modern one. Not true for most of human history that the criteria for marrying somebody was love. Very modern. So there you see, you're a modern person, didn't even realize it. All right, keep going.
Jania says, as a lesbian, the word marriage always carried the sting of being a second-class citizen. Today, marriage is a beautiful word that fills me with joy and pride. Now to find someone to marry.
Well, good. I mean, I think you're right. I know an awful lot of people who really, as they said, exhaled on Friday. That I think it's a straight person that we don't really realize how much the idea of gay marriage mattered to people who were not straight. The idea that they became full citizens as opposed to feeling second-class citizens. There's something, I think it's almost impossible to overestimate the emotional impact. And all you had to do was see people who've either been together for a long period of time or who, I thought it was truly touching of how much it mattered. And should matter. And I think it should matter to us not only for people who are not straight, but for people who are straight. That somehow it seems to me that when the Supreme Court said that we have to think about marriage in different terms, that allowed those of us who are straight to think about marriage in different terms, to value something that other people felt so strongly about that they were willing to fight for. Of something that we took for granted. And as far as I'm concerned, marriage can only benefit from the notion that it's viewed differently. It's viewed in a sacred way. It's viewed in an important way of something that those of us who are straight had perhaps taken for granted or really not evaluated in the same way. That it seems to me that on Friday, the whole concept of marriage, rather than being weakened, was being strengthened across the board. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Poor markets to cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, folks, we are talking about marriage, and we're not necessarily talking about gay or straight. We're just talking about marriage what you guys define marriage as. So give me a holler, 855-993-7569. Alright, so we have love, which is certainly a very modern concept. We have commitment, which is not necessarily, I suppose not a new concept. I suppose the idea of marriage was always to ensure commitment. So let's hear what else we got.
Marquita says a legal contract. That is literally it. Jesus, that is literally it. Love and family are more than marriage.
True, but marriage is more, I think, than a legal commitment. It's not the same as a contract. It is a contract, but it's a very special kind of contract. I hear what you're saying. Don't get don't get entangled with the emotional part of it. But I think marriage is an emotional contract, almost by definition.
Susie says a contract of misery.
Spoken as someone who sounds like they're not any longer married.
Lorraine says a love union between a man and a woman.
Not anymore.
Muhammad says a partnership between a man and a woman.
Not anymore.
Scott just says equality.
Well, I'm not sure that's true. I'm not sure that that was ever true, and I'm not sure it's any more or less true now. That, and again, that's one of the issues, that in some states there is community property, which means that in case of divorce, the community property is only relevant when the marriage is dissolved. But in some states it's not. There are certainly ways of protecting money coming in. There are prenuptial agreements. So saying that it's a relationship of equality, it's not necessarily the case.
Roxanne says, what my belief in marriage is doing things together, talking and listening to one another, and taking care of each other. But do I have it? No, I have a very good man as far as not cheating, going to work every day, sick or not. But I have to do everything else, taking care of the house, doing all the cooking, talking, and doing all the cooking and talking, and only him listening to what he wants to listen to. But I would want to change him. But would I want to change him? Heck no, because then I'd probably have a drunk that does not work. Abusive, plus a whole lot more. I'm hoping I come back as a man next time. The old saying, damned if you do, damned if you don't, counts with a lot of things. I thank God for all the blessings I do have, and I always remember it could be worse.
Okay. It's not that I deplore the attitude. It just seems to me that you're looking at an all-or-nothing kind of scenario. So presumably one of the things that you could do is begin to negotiate some of the things. For example, what if you said one night a week you're responsible for dinner? You can take us out, you can cook, you can order in pizza, but one night a week I would like you, and you can make whatever the kind of food is that you want. And just begin there. I mean, the problem is I think what you're saying is he's better than nothing, and he doesn't beat me or drink. But presumably between the he doesn't beat me or drink and feeling happier for both of you, maybe some room to negotiate. And it doesn't mean confrontation. It doesn't mean ultimatum. It just means saying, listen, tell me what would make you happier in this marriage, and let me tell you a couple things that might make me happier. And you may find that you have a closer relationship, that presumably at one point the two of you were literally crazy about each other. Because the good news about the American and the Canadian version of marriage is that it really is based on some rather ephemeral, perhaps even nonsensical emotions, but strong emotions. And sometimes just reminding yourself of that can get you back to a more, I was going to say whimsical, but that's not really the idea, more emotional, more warmer, more fun place. And I just hate to see, I mean, I hear that, I mean, why not ask for what you want? You may not get all of it, but he can't read your mind, and it may be that both of you are living in this little cocoon of, if not misery, at least limitations that don't have to be there. So what if you just took a minor chance, not a major one, but just said, gee, how about if we tried this? It's like going to a new restaurant. One of two things happens. Either you like the new restaurant better than the place you've been going every week for the last year, at which point, wow, something new and wonderful. Or you hate it, at which point you appreciate where you've been going even more. Take a chance. All right, keep going.
Irene says, Hallmark lies. It's not all wine and roses, but it is one of the best decisions of my life. Married almost 23 years, and my husband is still the first person I run to for comfort or share joy with. We are partners in life that pick up the slack when the other one is not able. Don't keep score and laugh like heck. If I won the lottery tomorrow, I'd go and take my husband with me.
Great. You know, I think you're right. The assumption that it's going to be great every day. There's a great line from a movie, and you know, a lot of my great lines come from movies, which is somebody to bear witness. That just somebody that is there with us during the good times and there with us during the bad times, and is just somebody that knows us. You know, I am seen, I am known, I am loved. And I think that there certainly can be those emotions in something that are not marriage. It certainly can define a friendship or a family member. But the idea that there is somebody who is there at the end of the day, and again, for me, it's not so much sharing the hard times, although that's really nice to have somebody to kind of pat you on the back and give you a foot rub, but sharing the good times. And I think that's one of the things. The problem is that if you assume that marriage is only going to be good times, you're going to be undermined and disappointed when there are not good times. But the idea being that we are not perfect people, so we're not going to have perfect marriages. We're not going to find perfect people. It's the joke that, which apparently was true of a journalist who was interviewing this kind of hunky dude, and she said to him, "How is it you've never married?" And she said, "Were you looking for the perfect woman?" And he said, "Yeah, I found her." And he said, "So?" She said, "Alas, she was looking for the perfect man." So if you can give up the notion of perfect and just deal with makes you happy, laughs a lot, shares a lot in common, is there for me, I'm there for him, makes my heart beat a little faster when he walks into the room or she walks into the room, adds something in my life that I couldn't add to for myself. It's a choice, not a necessity. I mean, let's go for it. All right, what else we got?
Let's see, Kathy. I lost my place on the list.
I know.
Kathy says, a witness to your life, a safe yep. haven always.
Yeah, and I think that notion of safe haven is kind of a mixed bag as I said, I know I keep coming back to my Israel experience, but it was pretty intense and pretty new. And yes, I'm finally getting a little bit of sleep, so less worried. That, you know, that peace at any price, that it's okay for sincere, loving people to disagree. The question is, how do you disagree and how do you resolve the disagreements? And if there's no fear, and there's a sense of not only love but acceptance, or not only acceptance but love, then you can negotiate. And even if you get to the point where we have to agree to disagree, it doesn't necessarily have to feel abrasive. It doesn't have to necessarily feel abandonment. It can just feel that I know this about this person, and that's okay. And this person knows this about me, that we're not perfect, but that we can talk. There isn't any fear. There's not a sense that this person will lash out at me or abandon me or make fun of me or use what he or she knows about me to wound me. And that's worth something, which is why you can see that I really advocate friendship before romance, because it's a much easier leap from romance, if you can make it, from friendship to romance than it is the other way around. Because with romance, you don't necessarily pay any attention to who the other person is. You just pay attention to who you want them to be. Much trickier for the long term, especially for the tough times. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talc syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talc syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Heidi, we're talking about the M word today, which is marriage. And talking about, interesting enough, from a perspective that I never would have anticipated, not only the fact that the Supreme Court made same-sex marriage the law of the land on Friday, but we had a call from a listener who's been married for 42 years to his first cousin and saying that this is illegal in a number of states, and that may should be the next thing that the Supreme Court takes on, that the basis on which that injunction was made was basically decried at the time. It was based on erroneous information that has been repudiated and shouldn't be an issue anymore. So we're talking about what marriage means. And you can hear that it's not quite as as simple as people would have thought. So, and I love having you guys share your thoughts. But then, as I said, it seems to me that that the ruling on Friday actually strengthened the whole concept, not only for same-sex marriage, but for marriage in general, about what it means, and that we're talking about an ancient institution that I think has been revitalized in perhaps some very important ways. Okay, let's see what else people got.
Patty says, expensive to get into and to get out of. And everyone should have the right.
Well, I mean, that was the big joke, that it's relatively easy to get into and very difficult to get out of. And that's not a very good idea for an institution. You want it the other way around. And I think the Catholic Church in particular, because they feel so strongly that divorce is not a possibility, about, I don't know, 15 or 20 years ago, really started the idea of the pre-Canaan thing, where before you got married, you really had to have some understanding of what marriage was, with the idea being if you had more information going in, that the likelihood of staying in and making it profitable was much higher, which was brilliant. I mean, very good idea.
Ella says, it's the best thing in the world.
Good for you. All right.
Genevieve says, an intimate and close union, and hopefully happily ever after.
Well, yeah. An intimate and what was the other word?
An intimate and close close union. I almost said reunion, but union.
Well, and, you know, I think marriage, when you do it right, it really does offer something that is nearly unique. I know nearly and unique in the same sense that my English teacher would probably throw up. In terms of a relationship that is based at least currently, not historically, but at least currently on emotions and optimism and the best of human behavior, of love and trust and, as I said, optimism, as opposed to most contracts that are based, I mean, think about almost any other contract that you make. It is based on very limited expectations that are very, very clear, with all sorts of penalties involved, as opposed to marriage, which tends to transcend a lot of what we think about as a contract, even though we use the term marriage contract, and it is a contract. It is between, at least in theory, two people, although historically it was not between two people, it was between two tribes, with women essentially having no say-so in it. But and quite often, both the state and the religion got involved. So it's going to be interesting to see. As I said, I personally feel that the whole concept of marriage has been strengthened in a way that was perhaps unanticipated by everyone. And it will be interesting to see what happens to marriage, to the concept of marriage, and as Mark pointed out, to some of the issues that are still, I'm not sure closeted is exactly the right word, but maybe it is, that are at least not obvious, or at least latent rather than manifest. I'm not sure that they're closeted per se, but maybe they are. Maybe it's from the standpoint that closet depends on which side of the door you're on of first, for example, first cousin marriage. So we'll see. All right, keep going.
Bill says, unfortunately, half the time, it's the first step towards divorce.
Well, there's no step toward divorce unless you're married, so it's hard to argue with that, but what can I tell you?
Lori says, voluntarily sharing this beautiful life we've been given with another person, for better or worse.
Well, there are ways of doing that, though, without marriage, aren't there? I mean, friendship is certainly one of them. Children, in theory, are one of them. So it's really not unique in that. But it's you know, I hear the sentiment in there and the enthusiasm in it.
Sally says, so good that people can love and marry who they choose and who they love and are partners with. Marriage between people who can love and commit to each other is way more moral and right than marriage or relationships where there is oppression, manipulation, or even worse.
True. But again, this is a very modern kind of concept about how we do marriage, that it's a choice. that men and women have equal choice in it. Certainly not arguing with you, just saying it. You know that it's an American marriage is not the same as marriages necessarily other places. But I agree.
Peg says couples that stay together through, not just the good but the bad, and really bad times. Every spouse has to understand the other, and that takes communication. Verbal is best, but there are other means of communication. But married couples need to communicate somehow. Most people don't have the qualifications for mind reading.
And even those of us who do shouldn't practice it. It gets us more trouble than we know. Yeah, I mean, and I think that's part of the point, that there are a lot of couples who are not Catholic. Catholics, as I said, quite often go through pre-Canaan, which I think is a great idea. But I've had, and even when I had an active practice, which has not been for quite some time, and I still recommend that you hear me on the air, of people going to couples work, couples counseling, before they're married, to sort of try and offset some of the issues of communication and concerns, talking about money, talking about, as opposed to, let's, you know, which can we agree on our China pattern of how do we pay bills, what constitutes a fun vacation, how much time should we spend with our parents, how many kids do we want, what's a normal sex life as far as you're concerned or as far as I'm concerned. What about working? What about unemployment? What about health? What about religion? So, and people tend not to talk about those things, which they're relevant issues. So when they come up, people are sort of undone by them. So if we can talk about them ahead of time, then you have the time to work them out without feeling, as one of the respondents said, of trapped into a situation. Ask the relevant questions. You know, these are important discussions. Right? Especially if you're talking about for the long term, which hopefully you are. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.